Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hurt.
No, I think she is.
Yeah, she's hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
Gosh, I hope she's okay.
Nah, not okay. Hey, till what's up with that Wednesday? It's Puck and the Go-To Guy with you here on this beautiful Wednesday. Chilly but sunny, no rain. Our show brought to you by the Tulalip Resort Casino DraftKings Sportsbook, where they say, let the betting begin. Look at Martin Hall doing a little golf instruction with Blair O'Neill. She's pregnant. How about that? Way to go out there, Blair. What do we got today? As VenueKings.com brings you a headline. Son of a gun. This really pisses me off. And I had to double check, make sure we didn't make a bet.
Oh,
Brady.
What, the Breanna Stewart's leaving?
No, Brady.
Oh.
Brady is retiring. That son of a bitch.
I don't think we had a bet on that.
We didn't.
Yeah.
I really wanted that one. I really wanted that one to come. I don't get anything right. I wanted that one to come through. I wanted him to go play for the Niners. So bad.
No, you get things right.
I just wanted that one to come home.
Yeah, just one more year.
Yeah, dang it. So he threw his whole marriage away, huh? Family? So he could come back and get drilled in the playoffs, huh? Okay. Sounds good. You think he regrets maybe coming back now? Maybe his marriage was on the run.
A therapist would tell you there were probably more issues in play there than just him going back to football.
Kind of speaking like you're out of experience or something.
Good couples therapy, individual therapy. God, I'm seeing a therapist right now.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. I don't mean to laugh.
The guy's great. I
don't mean to laugh at that. That's a good thing.
I bailed on him Monday, though.
Oh, there he goes. Maybe.
Yeah. And he was telling me, you need to press into your issues. And I was like, I think I need to take a day off from my issues and walk my dogs. So
well, that's good for you. Good.
Plus, it's $150.
Well, that's a little
and so
steep.
I need to, see if the insurance will cover some of that.
That's a little steep.
In the meantime, I'll just deal with my own issues.
Okay, well, you were talking
about... But I'm going to see him in a couple weeks again.
You know, you got 3 hours here.
Yeah.
Why don't we just talk him out on the air?
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
You know, you and me.
Bore the hell out of listeners, though.
I think they...
Everybody has their own issues, you know?
I think people would love... to hear your issues on the air.
Yeah, one thing. I think, dealing with your issues that alcohol probably is, not the thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah, well, probably not.
We're really getting deep now. We got deep here.
No, I don't have a drinking problem.
That's what they say.
I didn't have one Monday, Monday night. I had half of one last night.
Don't they say that it's when you say you don't, that's the first stage is denial? Right?
I don't think I have a gambling problem or a drinking problem.
49451.
I've got other issues.
So Brady's, he says he's done for good. I got a kick out of where he did it. Was he at like a bird park?
I think he was kind of on the beach somewhere, maybe. There in Tampa. Random.
That's the way you do a retirement, right there. You know, he didn't do the whole Twitter post with a little... montage of his greatest clips, or the frame of him, shadows with the two uniforms on, with the big post. He just came out and said, I'm done.
Yeah, I like that. He didn't have his people on a tripod with a camera.
Do you think Russell Wilson will handle it the same way when he retires?
He was doing the selfie thing.
When LeBron decides to retire in 50 years, do you think he'll handle it like that? Or will he have like a theatrical presentation?
Decided to take my talents to retirement.
Yeah.
I really appreciated Tom Brady and how he announced that today. That was cool. And somebody was on Twitter was saying, can you imagine you're just randomly out there walking your dog?
Walking your dog. My God, that's Brady. And he's retiring.
And he's just out there doing a selfie video.
I was hoping there would be like somebody like walking in the background, but then and then notice it and then just keep walking and like waving.
Like, what do you, after he got done with that video, you think he just kind of like took a walk on the beach or went and had a Bloody Mary? Or
I think, I think he bawled.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, it looked like he was going to get choked up at the end, but he held it together.
I think all those guys do. And I think everyone understands why they do. I mean, is he 45?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still young. He's so young. 45.
Yeah.
And his something that he's been doing every day since, I don't know, seven? I mean, when did he probably start playing football? Seven or eight peewee football? Think about that. Think about what these guys do and gals in any sport when they retire. That since they're at such a young age that we all played sports, the same thing, but most of our careers end at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, you know, they just and women just keep playing and playing. And then when it's over, it's just got to be hard. That has got to be so hard.
No, I agree. And you think about the average NFL career and understanding that the quarterback – they go longer. I know that. Sure. But, I mean, the average career in the NFL. I mean, I was thinking, Mikey and Stevie or anybody who's 18 years old, all they've ever known in the NFL is Tom Brady throwing footballs for somebody.
Oh. And the stats that come out. And I can already, and I'm not making fun of Hugh, and Hugh may not be able to come on today. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, he loves him that much.
He might be so distraught.
Yeah. Well, Hugh has that much respect and admiration, and having played the position and knowing what it takes.
I want Hugh, I'm just busting his balls, but I want Hugh to recite, because I saw this, I saw his stat on Twitter. So I think this guy stole it from him. When he did the whole, remember he asked you to name all the quarterbacks, and then he did all the career, he broke up Brady's career in like three parts.
Mm-hmm.
And basically those three parts are the best run ever for a quarterback, and he did it three different times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody had it on Twitter today, so I think they just ripped it off from him. But I'm gonna have him recite that, because it's amazing. I read it this morning. I think it was Field Yates had it. And then I remember listening to Hugh, and I've listened to him do it a couple times. And to hear him break down is basically his career in like three parts, in which his three parts are better than anyone that's ever played. It's just remarkable. I'm glad. I'm going to sound like the old guy here, and you have more time watching sports than I do. That I don't say that to date you. I'm just saying that I think I've got to watch the two best, without a shadow of a doubt, the absolute two best competitors that have ever played team sports, ever. And him and Jordan. And I'll go to my grave, and I don't think you'll ever see it again. And I know, you know what, everyone probably says that for sports talk radio back in the 50s or whatever with Bill Russell and Jim Brown, whoever else you want to bring up. But I don't know, man. I found it really hard-pressed to find two guys that will ever equal what those guys did in a team sport. And I'm just, as a sports fan, that's why we all do it. I'm just glad to have, for my life, to watch him play.
Yeah, and there's two things about Brady, and I've always talked about how much money he's cost me because I always bet against him, like a Flevin against the spread.
So he was good.
And then when he was an underdog... Whenever Tom Brady was an underdog, it was only 64 times in his career, and he was 51-13 against the spread. So you don't want to doubt Tom Brady, and I bet against. And the thing is, the two things I really like about him, and it came across today with the selfie video. He's a regular guy. He's just a regular guy. He's one of the guys in the locker room, and I think that's why there's so much respect for him there.
You know what he is? He's a better as a player, like a remarkably better version of Matt Hasselbeck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he is.
I would say that. The other thing that
that's not a slam on Hasselbeck. I think Matt would acknowledge it. But I agree with you. I think he comes across as a guy that when the game's over or practice is over, he sits in his locker room with his gear on or his pants on. And if they still do this, like back in the day of like North Dallas 40, would crack a beer in the locker room.
Yeah, or go to the corner bar with the offensive lineman or the special teams guys or the kicker or whoever.
There's not a lot of guys that do that. I don't think Rodgers is doing that. We all know Wilson isn't doing that.
No.
I just think there's a lot of elite guys in that sport that don't. I think Mahomes does it. I bet you Burrow does.
Yeah.
I get a feeling that Allen does. And I think about that. I wonder if they've been influenced by him. They have to have been, right?
Yeah.
The way he's carried himself and acted and all that. So,
well, the other part is, and I kept waiting for Father Time to catch up to him, but it is like you talk about remarkable, all the amazing, what he did in his 40s. If you go back over the history of the NFL, you can basically put on one hand, maybe two, how many quarterbacks have actually played into their 40s in the NFL. And then you can basically count on one or two fingers how many have had success. It just, and typically those guys were 41 or 42 or 40. It wasn't like 44 and 45, what Tom Brady was doing. Now, I know Brady, you know, maybe lost a little off his fastball this year, but it wasn't so noticeable that you thought, man, he really needs to hang it up. So, I mean, that part of it was the most amazing thing to me. What he was doing at 44 and 45, still out there excelling at a high level.
And just, you know, and doubted, and the real doubt that crept his way. I mean, again, remember, he wasn't the number one guy at Michigan. You know, that didn't come later. It was, what's his name? The guy that ended, Pinson, ended up playing, it was baseball. Remember, he was going back and forth between baseball and football. And then he gets to the pros. Obviously, everyone knows the whole story. And changed the course of his career and really NFL history. One play.
Yeah. Well, who knows what might have happened.
No one has any idea. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe he eventually takes over at some point. But God, wouldn't you just love to be able to see that parallel universe? To what would have happened to him and to Bledsoe, to the Patriots, to everything, had he not gone down on that hit and not been injured and never come in the game?
Yeah, I mean, you look at him now and you think, well, something would have worked out for him, but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, he could never have got an opportunity.
Yeah.
And then he got his opportunity and absolutely seized it and never looked back. I mean, his career mark, I mean, everyone's going to have these stats. His marks in the playoffs, his 48 games started, number one. His wins, number one. Super Bowl appearances, one. Wins, one. Completions, number one. Yards, number one. Passing touchdowns, number one. 14 game winning drives in the playoffs, number one. 9 fourth quarter comebacks in the playoffs, number one.
and this day and age too of the mobile quarterback, he was never mobile, but he always figured out a way to be crafty in the pocket and get the ball off before he'd get sacked. I mean, just there wasn't a weakness in his game at all.
No,
and I bet against that guy. But just Jesus, what the hell?
Can they just put him in? I don't know the rules. How long do they have to wait? It's 2028.
It's 5 years, isn't it?
So he's eligible. Why? Just go now. Next year.
We'll make an exception for you.
What are we waiting 5 years for?
Hey, I know. If we're still doing this 5 years from now, whoever.
Excuse me?
If there's a guy.
Pardon me?
I know I won't be.
Well, you will be.
You're only 46 or something.
I will guarantee that.
Yeah. No, the guy that doesn't make it, you know, unanimous at Tom Brady, or I don't even know how
to. We'll
interview
him. Ben Nicholson Smith will be the one guy. But they don't do it like that. Right? They don't do it.
I don't know how they do it.
They have someone that, like, represents them.
Somebody goes and knocks on the door there. Yeah,
the big guy. Hello, Tom. You have been elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He should have his own wing. There should be Canton, Ohio. They need to have a new wing for him and just have it the Brady wing. And
it's just, yeah, exactly right. I mean, there's
you're right, Puck. I mean, I go back to like Bart Starr and Johnny Unitas, all these guys, you know, Joe Namath, but Tom Brady was better than anyone back then or anyone right now. I mean, he's not as good as Mahomes right now
but
over the course of his career, it's just been. Tremendous.
I forgot to give away the $1,000 power play. Sports Radio 93.3 KJFM brings you the $1,000 power play presented by the Muckle Shoot Casino. Your chance to win $1,000 right now. Just enter the nationwide keyword on the website. It's money. Money right now at 93.3KJR.com. You know, you get past the championships, the appearances, all of it, the way the sport has been changed. I just think for both of them. Did you watch the Jordan documentary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you watch the Brady one?
No.
Okay, it's a must watch. You gotta watch the Brady one.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you take away from is just this absolute single focused burning desire to be the greatest. That's it. That's all they care about. Championships, 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 championships.
Yeah.
That's why, you know,
it's not about them individually though. I mean, it is partly.
Well, they individually
driving yourself,
have to be
but you're
great.
You're also in the team concept.
You know, Rob. Remember, it was Gronkowski like last week or 2 weeks when he just went after Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers went on, I think it was McAfee's show,
mm-hmm.
and talk, and all he talked about was, well, I still think I can play good enough to win MVPs. And Gronkowski's like, what are you talking about? Like, it's not about winning MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
It's about winning championships. Championships, championships, championships.
Yeah.
And he killed him for it. Murdered him. And he's right, though, because there's these, some of these guys, like for Aaron Rodgers, he comes across, maybe he's not really like this, comes across, and I thought this about Wilson, too, at the end when he was here, that it wasn't about the championships for them, that it was about this building your legacy, and it was a, and they associate legacy with MVPs. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you remember how obsessed Wilson was with this MVP stuff?
Yeah, and he always talked about, well, not always, but I remember him talking about wanting to be the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, he had that in there,
sure.
too.
Yeah, yeah, and I just think that you just didn't, and maybe there's a clip someplace, I don't know. You just never heard Brady or Jordan, those talk like that. Talk like, oh, no. It's about MVPs. It's not about MVPs, it's about winning championships. And the other thing that
The MVP award is going to come if your team is successful.
Yeah.
So,
right.
That's
like this year, the Chiefs, I think he's already wrapped it up. But if the Chiefs win, it's going to be well deserved that Patrick Mahomes is the MVP. Because if you look at the attrition, what they lost, you know, everyone says, you know, who's the next Brady? Right? You know, who's, you know, everyone is, it's Joe Burrow or, because, I don't know, he's white and he's not really mobile and he can throw and he has a big arm. I don't know. You know, like Burrow gets compared to Montana. Hell, you know, Mahomes might be the closest thing to Brady, not in the sense of that they play alike. It's the burning desire to win and to win at all costs. And that guy lost everything. No skill position players last week. He loses Tyreek Hill. He gets paid, gets all this money, right? If he wins, he'll be this first quarterback to ever take up over 13% of the cap. And again, it's not all on him, but he's going to be the biggest. They don't have any resemblance of a running game ever.
And these last 2 weeks, he shouldn't even have been playing.
And he picks up the key play in a game in which he's on one leg and he's running and he picks up, you know, he gets, of course, the 15 yards on the penalty, but he left it all out on the field. So I think Mahomes has got that character in them, that just burning, absolute desire to just win and win at all costs.
Yeah, he's proven that. He's proven that over time, and he's certainly proven it the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and there was the one thing in both those documentaries that stood out to me, and they just show footage all the time, and it's a corny, stupid little thing. But the one thing that always stood out to me in watching those two is that they show them in practice, the Jordan and Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing how hard they worked in practice.
Mm-hmm.
In practice.
Like you'd think guys like that wouldn't have to do that.
In today's NBA game, you covered it. When Gary Payton was just sitting on the bench, Allen Iverson, well, we're talking about practice. We're talking about load management in the NBA where guys don't play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the NFL, they don't practice anymore. And I remember there's this scene in the documentary and where it's just a camera like up in the bleachers. He is running sprints harder than anybody on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And Brady, same thing. Like, harder than anyone out there.
Can you imagine Mahomes and Brady playing in the NBA and the coach came up to him and said, hey, we want to give you a load management night? They'd be like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Load management.
Yeah, that wouldn't be happening.
$45 million a year.
Wouldn't be happening.
Load management.
Okay, so when you saw the video and you heard the news, breaking news and everything.
I was sad because I wanted to be right about the Niners.
Oh, were you? Is that your first? So you were,
yeah, like,
you had a selfish thought about it?
Like, I did.
Okay, what was your second thought then? I mean, did you kind of go?
The greatest. I'm going to miss watching a play.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss watching a play.
Yeah, that's what I thought,
just,
too.
I
didn't sit there and go, ah, oh, it's about time. I'm so sick of you. No, I thought, man, I was sad for him. Yeah.
It was just fun. It's just, again, it's watching the greatest to ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, you know, when Jordan finally hung it up, you know, with the Wizards of all teams. But I don't ever remember the Wizards. I flush that out. It's just, yeah, I remember the Bulls. And I just.
Yeah. See, that's one nice thing.
His last moment to me is in Salt Lake City on the shot. That's it.
Yeah.
And he walked away. That was the perfect ending.
That one over the color analyst of the Cougs, that one? You talking about that one?
No. Byron Russell.
Okay.
Not the Elo one.
There were so many. There were so many. But
Greg, you mind describing that one again?
No,
I'm gay.
No, it's I'm gonna miss watching him play. And you don't. I mean, athletes will tell you this that play. I mean, you don't ever get that high that you have in competitive sports at that level that they're playing. I mean, you can search for it. You know, guys.
Gambling
and, you know, other things, you know, to try and, you know, achieve that. But you can't get that anymore.
No, he's for sure. So Brady retiring, he says, for good, ending his 23-year career. Other news here in town, Breanna Stewart is leaving. She's going to go play for the New York Liberty. So she is gone. What else do we got here in the world of sports? Jerry DePoto, Mariners GM.
Mm-hmm.
Is on today with Ian at 1 o'clock from Jimmy's on First. It's Mariners Media Luncheon Day. And so he will sit down. Well, Ian, with the GM of the Seattle Mariners. So set your radio dial, set your app on your phone. 1 o'clock today, Ian with Jerry DePoto. Our show brought to you by the Tulalip Resort Casino DraftKings Sportsbook, where they say, let the betting begin.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Yeah, save that line for later, will you? Save that what you just read for later. All right. Forgot to tease this guy who was coming on next. That's my bad. Ladies and gentlemen, he joins us on Wednesdays. We're here at 10:30. He is the voice of the Kraken Audio Network. And when I tell you he's the voice, he does everything. He runs the Kraken Audio Network. No one's got more passion for the sport of hockey than this guy right now. And we call him not only a colleague, we call him a friend. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mike Benton from the Kraken Audio Network. Follow him on Twitter at Benton_Mike. Mike, you agreed to come on despite it being All-Star Week. Are you getting out of town? Are you where the rest of the Kraken are? Are you on a beach somewhere? Or are you, where are you at?
What's up, fellas? In my body, I am at home on a staycation. In my mind, I am on a beach kicking back right now just with a little bit of a gentle wave of water just hitting the toes. Oof. In the right spot here. So wife teaches fourth grade. I've got two boys in school, actually. A matter of fact, one's sitting beside me on the couch right now. He's been home with a tummy bug for about a couple of days, so we're taking care of that right now. But if I can't get away on a plane somewhere, I might as well call it, you know, like a one-week brain break, and that's what I'm going to go with here.
Well, yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah, I appreciate your time today, Mike, especially, you know, with all that fawning you were doing over Rick Riz recently, and probably hard for you to come carve out 10 minutes for us.
He's my friend. He's your friend, Jeff. Don't we all agree on that?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Okay, look, you know how I feel about hockey. I'm a casual fan that's trying to get more into it. I'm on the fence a little bit, but I can't stand this Tyler Myers guy. Help me out with this, would you? I mean, you're a hockey guy. How can he only get 2 minutes? Why isn't he fined? Why isn't he suspended? He knocked Beniers out of the All-Star game. Not cool, Mike.
No, and, you know, I think you certainly, you know, hit the nail on the head as far as how a lot of Kraken fans feel, Jim. And I think what, you know, the more and more that you watch this sport, you know, it is as subjective as every other sport with its approach to discipline, basketball as well, football, what have you. And it's a very, very fine line that we walk. You know, I think a lot of people were asking, you know, why didn't Tyler Myers get suspended more? Because also he's got disciplinary history on top of that. You know, we don't know why, you know, and we will not hear from the league as far as when they don't announce any discipline. But what we do know is that they found nothing wrong with being issued or having, you know, more than just basically a 2-minute interference penalty issued on the play. And that's what's tough, because ultimately Beniers did miss time. And that's what I think is a sore spot for a lot of Kraken fans, which you can understand their frustrations with that. I think also what you consider is that there's more than just one form of payback when it comes to, you know, the line of defense, as Brian Burke used to say, with, you know, the officials, then the league, and then the players themselves. Myers was given a 2-minute interference penalty. And then what you can do on top of that, if you can't, you know, issue payback when the form of, you know, a suspension or, you know, players retaliating, you dish it in the form of scoring a power play goal. And that's exactly what the Kraken did. Now, tough to see Beniers did miss those last two games, but I think, and yeah, I don't want to detract too much here from the actual question, but in essence, it's kind of like a silver lining here, because the Kraken played only two more games after that. They finished the road or the homestand out with a win, and now they have basically 9 days to not just get him, but everybody else, you know, else rested up right here. You know, we did learn that Beniers did touch the ice before this homestand finished and just before a morning skate. So that's at least a positive sign in that he is making some progress. And, you know, what you can hope for is that once they get back to playing the New York Islanders, in that, you know, you get a full and healthy and ready Matty Beniers, because we've learned at his 20 years of age, he's like this team as well ahead of schedule. And he's now gaining, you know, a lot of word as far as, you know, how tough a matchup he's regarded, and he's already turning into that dominant two-way force like many have predicted. You know, I think the one difference here is that they thought he would do it at maybe, say, 23, 24, 25, and he's doing it now at 20. So the quicker that he's back, the better.
Mike Benton is with us, the Kraken Audio Network. You can follow Mike on Twitter at Benton_. Mike, what about the decision, right? I mean, this is one of the hottest teams in the NHL, what, second place there in the Western Conference, yet with Beniers out, Mike, they don't have a representative in the All-Star game. What happened?
Well, from what we learned, and, you know, I confirmed this by text message with Ron Francis just after the update was announced with Matty Beniers. Ron confirmed with us that there was another spot offered to a Kraken player, and that player declined to go. Reasons unspecified, but you know, this isn't the first time this has happened where the player declines to go, whether it might be, you know, rest or injury. Now, the one thing to consider is that if you're selected from the original core, from what we understand, you are mandated to go or else you're facing a one-game suspension. It's a little murkier when it comes to replacement players, and sometimes injuries can come into play. Was that player injured? We don't know. Maybe we won't know. We've already had a discussion as far as how much secrecy is clouded around, you know, the full truth of injuries when it comes to hockey players and teams throughout the course of the entire season. But, you know, there was an offer made out to have a certain player go, and that player opted for rest instead. And right now you have that team trying to take advantage of those 9 days away to recalibrate from what was such a busy, busy crunch of the schedule by getting through 15 games in 28 days.
Hey, Mike, what can we expect with the All-Star game festivities there in Florida? I mean, do these guys try in this game unlike other sports?
It's a bit different, Jim, when it comes to, you know, your first few games out of the gate in October or the stretch drive in March or even the Stanley Cup playoffs. Now, I think when you bring in the word try, there's certainly an element of, I think, trying that goes into it. But how far, it's a different story. You're not going to have players going out and trying to crunch each other every shift. I even heard the joke one time when I called an ECHL All-Star game, and it brought in some pretty good talent, a few who were future NHLers. And I asked one of our players back then, I was with the Stockton Thunder, what'd you think of the game? How'd you enjoy it? And he goes, oh, it was a Nolan Ryan. And Nolan Ryan meaning a no-hitter. There was no hitting going out there at all, period. There's no body contact. So with that play on words, that joke aside, you know, you have players who play in this game who want to put on a good show for the fans, and it's a bit of a different look this year with divisions going up against each other, and you have micro games going on, you know, within the course of roughly 2.5 hours versus just a standard, you know, game that goes on for 60 minutes. But it's more of a showcase of skill and speed. And I think it's more, I think, true to where the game is headed now versus, say, 20 years ago when, you know, it was more decided and really more identified on just brute strength and brashness and physicality. And now it's a speed game. Now it's a skill game. And I think the good part in that is that you've got younger players who have grown up with that type of brand who are able to, I think, demonstrate it a lot better than previous players at this certain age at this level. So I think that's a big reason why I'll still be watching it. And I've got two kids at home at ages 8 and 5 who still want to play this game as well. So I think it's a great way to show them a little more and give them a taste and, you know, help them whet their appetite for what's to come.
All right, Ben, clear something up for us. You were texting with a rules expert, I believe Dave Jackson, about what we talked this about yesterday with fighting and when a player goes to the ice and why refs stop it. What do you got for us?
Oh, boy. You had to just drag me into this here with you two and your bets, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're damn right. This is what we do. You're the hockey guy, and you and Furness should know this. I got Ian.
We already got Ian's answer.
Ian stumbled all over himself, though. He's like, he didn't even really know.
You too. I'm just roped right back into it, and I just can't get away. All right, so here we go. So I had a text with Dave Jackson, who is, of course, the former referee in the NHL, who's now the Dean Blandino per se of ESPN telecast on the NHL side. And he told me and he gave me a pretty good detailed response on this, so I'll try to narrow it down as much as I can. He said, first off, a consensual fight's good for the game. So if tempers are flaring and guys are on edge, you know, a good fight calms them down, you know, and basically teams just play on and, you know, matter of salt. Secondly, if it's a fair fight, linesmen would be putting themselves in danger to try stepping in and potentially avoid getting punched. Fighting is quasi-legal, so why would we stop it? The players are going to basically get 5 minutes regardless. So linesmen enter the fight immediately in two instances. One, where both players are still standing, but one player is obviously badly beating up his other guy. And two, the second they fall to the ice, the risk of injury while on the ice is too great to allow them to continue.
Yeah, I win.
Why?
The bet.
Why?
The bet.
What?
Because they can get hurt.
So, let the guest answer.
And so, I mean, part what? Of the skates
if they're throwing punches and they're still wrestling on the ice, the blades are away from their bodies.
Give me my $5 back now. Give it back to me.
That's basically what the word we got from Dave Jackson.
Give me my $5.
Is that is this? It's all encompassing. Whether you want to call it blades, whether you want to call it, you know, a guy hitting his head on the ice. He didn't mention blades. I know Jim's mentioned probably blades more than what I want to maybe hear in the last 24 hours here.
Hey, we're the blade show of record, Benton, have been for weeks.
But that is exactly what we got from Dave Jackson.
Okay, give me my $5.
Hope it solves it.
Thanks. All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for clearing it up. That's why I claim, Jim doesn't, you're the number one hockey analyst in all the world. And so I appreciate you coming on, as always. You enjoy the rest of your week. Hopefully your son gets better. I did not know that about your wife, that she's a fourth grade teacher. They're the best. Teachers are the best. So you're married to a good one. Mike, enjoy the rest of your week off. We appreciate it. We'll chat with you next week.
I'm married up. I enjoy my time with you guys on here. You can always bet on it.
That's
thanks, fellas.
Mike Benton. Hey, let me ask you something. When you go to a dinner party, how many great dad jokes do you think Benton has? Like, I mean, just like great, like you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh your ass.
Yeah, I think he's got a few.
Give me my $5 back.
Yeah, I will.
Did you already spend it?
I don't like that rule, though. If one guy's just beating the hell out of the other guy, just let it keep going. I mean, you know what? I mean, it's kind of fun to watch that, isn't it?
Yeah, sure it is.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Our show brought to you by the Tulalip Resort Casino DraftKings Sportsbook. Let the betting begin. Big thanks there to Mike Benton for joining us in that last segment. Appreciate Mike for answering the question, unlike Furness. I mean, Furness was all over the place. Mike, right to the point. Gets me my money back.
Yeah, of course you're going to like Mike's answer because it fit what you were hoping for.
And that's right.
I had to give you your $5 back and another $5 for losing the bet.
My agenda.
Yeah. But I'm still waiting for somebody to say something about the skate blades, but not happening.
I've got seven different issues with players falling to the ice.
Well, that was...
And the blades cutting them.
Kind of dumb on my part to be making a hockey bet like I knew anything about the sport.
From a guy who's a hockey aficionado.
I just think the whole fighting thing in hockey is kind of funny. And even remarkable. when Mike said something about, yeah, it helps calm things down. Since when do fights help calm things down?
Well,
fights escalate things, don't they? They don't, like,
no.
Well, okay, I'm glad you guys just duked it out because I feel a lot calmer over here now.
I would disagree with that. I will respectfully disagree with that. Because I just remember...
You can disrespectfully disagree, too,
that's
if you
right.
want.
You know what? You're an idiot. I disagree.
That's fine.
When we were growing up as kids, and I just remember when you had an issue with somebody and there would be... You know, I missed the day and age of the fights on the park.
And then
honestly, but it, and from my instance of the times that it happened when we were kids, it was over. It was after that, it was over. And sometimes the two people that got in the fight would end up being like friends.
Yeah.
And
no, it was cool. You didn't have knives and guns. You had fists.
It's over. Yeah. You know, like the Socs.
No, you're right about that. I remember, the school bus stop fights and. Fights on the playground. Everybody gathered around, and you know you were hoping that none of the teachers or the principal would see
pushing,
what was going on.
A lot of pushing, maybe one or two punches, and then it was kind of over. So yeah. I don't know.
Did you get in any yourself?
Yeah.
Did you? How many?
One.
One.
Yeah.
What was your career record then? Were you 1-0?
I think it was kind of a draw.
Was it?
I didn't really know if I got a punch in or he got a punch in, but then we both kind of got punches in, and then.
Mm-hmm.
All over.
Yeah.
I only had one in college, but that was a clear loss on my part.
You had one in college?
Well, it was a big house party fight. Punches were being thrown everywhere, and a guy came up to me from behind who then was telling in my ear, I was in the Army and I was a Ranger, put me in a chokehold, and I literally was going to choke me out. And I'm like,
what what made him stop?
I just, out of the goodness of his heart. Out of the goodness of his heart. This guy was out.
Ooh.
It was out.
Yeah.
When he like whispered into my ear, I was a Ranger. Like, okay, well, you can let it go now.
Okay. You're right and I'm
you
wrong.
You win.
Yeah.
You win, sir. When we left the air yesterday, speaking of some football, and again, all of our football coverage and the NFL playoff coverage, even though this doesn't have anything to do with the playoffs, is brought to you by the Tulalip Resort Casino DraftKings Sportsbooks at both the Tulalip and the Quill Cedar Creek casinos. Sean Payton now takes the job. You kind of felt like Payton was not going to take that, had no interest in the job, and then all of a sudden and there's these two conflicting reports. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. This is my favorite. Oh my God. Those two, you know, we're on Team Rappaport.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport and then Adam Schefter.
He's on with Ian. I don't really care for Schefter.
I'm on Team Schefter.
You're on Team Schefter?
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to support a teammate here. That's
okay.
Ian.
Because
he has Rap Sheet on.
Okay.
Who's teammates with Garofalo, our guy.
Okay.
So it's really the NFL Network versus ESPN. But we'll tell Garofalo tomorrow that you've decided to go to ESPN.
I worked with Adam once upon a time.
Yeah.
I like to think that I helped groom him into what he's become.
So they come out, and I think it was Rap Sheet said, hey, they tried to get D'Amico Ryans again.
Mm-hmm.
He was their number one choice, has been their number one choice all along. And D'Amico, they made one last run at him, and D'Amico Ryans said, no, I'm going to go to Houston. That's when they pivoted and turned back to Sean Payton to hire him. And then Schefter comes out, whatever. That's not true. That's a bunch of baloney. It was always Sean Payton.
Hmm.
We have two conflicting NFL insiders going at it. Taking out the friendships, I believe Rap Sheet.
Okay.
I don't believe
so. Well, didn't Ryan say something, too, that he was more interested in the Texans' job than the Broncos' job? Didn't he come out with that himself at one point?
That? I don't know.
I thought so. I thought so. And then somebody was saying, God, this is how far we've fallen here in Denver, that they're looking at somebody's looking at the Texans and wanting that job more than
the one here. We may get into something a little bit later, and like I just want to go deductive reasoning and just kind of what makes sense. If he was their number one target, Sean Payton, all along, why didn't they hire him weeks ago?
Maybe because of the compensation that they had to give the Saints.
It doesn't seem that much of a compensation, really. It was a first-round pick and a second-round pick. They wanted, like, two firsts. There was, like, rumors of that.
Yeah. Man.
Kind of odd.
Don't you hope they just go on the toilet again this next year?
Yeah, well, this
I mean,
will
it doesn't matter for the Seahawks and, you know, draft picks anymore, but still, everything that they've done to try and get it right there in Denver with Russell Wilson having the bad season this year and thinking that Sean Payton's going to fix it, and maybe it'll be too much of a job for even Sean Payton to fix.
Well, this is it for Wilson. This is his career right now. This is it. Yeah. We're going to find out in the next 2 years or even in the year, whatever. This is it. If he can't get it,
do you think he will? Boy, that's a tough one, isn't it? Which way would you go? I would say he won't. Even with Sean Payton there, but maybe.
I think he's going to, I don't know. I don't know. I can't give you a good answer. I have no idea.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I really can't.
If you're in Denver, you had to hire Sean Payton. You're not going to hire a defensive coach.
No, you had to hire him. He was the guy. He had to have been the guy. But they have spent now on two people, in Wilson and Payton, and everyone's had this. Three first-round picks, three second-round picks, a fifth-round pick, Drew Lock, Noah Fant, and Shelby Harris.
Mm-hmm.
All to get two people. I mean, they don't pick this year until the third round. 68th overall.
Yeah.
It better work.
Boy, good luck. And then the division they're in.
It better work. Now, they can get out of his contract, right, in like a year, isn't it? Like feasible,
I think so.
They can get out of
yeah.
it. So they'll have a longer commitment to Payton than they would to probably Russell Wilson. But for Russell Wilson, this is it. Here's the thing. This would be failure number two on his part. Because he forced his way out of here mm-hmm. because he wanted to go play for a more offensive-minded coach. Well, he got that. Then that guy failed. They fired him. Now they're bringing in one of the best offensive minds that football's ever seen,
mm-hmm.
who worked great with Drew Brees. Now we're going to find out how good of a coach he is without Drew Brees. And we're going to see if Russell Wilson, under his tutelage, now he worked with a shorter quarterback. Brees wasn't big.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he can run some plays.
And this is a coach that he will truly listen to.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think he listened to Pete, too, but there were times where he probably tuned him out a little bit.
All right, we'll roll into the second hour of the program. It's a What's Up With That Wednesday show brought to you by the Tulalip Resort Casino DraftKings Sportsbook. Let the betting begin. And I think, and save the audio, I think Wilson is toast. He's done. Fried. Skizzled. Done. Finished as a quarterback.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.